be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Retirement can be a difficult transition. It's very significant because you're changing from being an earner to being a spender. And that's why you hear me say that the plan that gets you to retirement is not going to be the plan to get you through retirement. Think about it this way. After years of diligently putting money aside and carefully investing to accumulate your retirement saving, you'll now be spending or decumulating those assets to fund your retirement lifestyle. And that can be a difficult adjustment when you want to minimize the risk of running out of money before you run out of life. And people are living longer and longer lives. A married couple, 65, probably going to make it 29 years. One of those spouses is probably going to live to 94 years old, just be kind of average. 25% likely one of you is going to live to 98. So you don't want to run out of money, and you've got a long lifetime to plan for, but you're not an earner anymore. You're a spender, and it goes against the grain. So here are three quick ideas to help you with that transition. Number one, you want to draw a fixed income from fixed investments. You want certainty of income, especially in the early years of retirement. So in other words, you want to be drawing your income from safe vehicles, in vehicles that are either guaranteed, where they guarantee the principal, or where they're very, very stable. In other words, you can count on that money being there. Maybe put another way, you're not living on investments that are going up and down in value every year and every month and every day, because inevitably they will be down. And that means that when they're down, you're selling them off when they're down and spending that money. You'll compound your loss. It'll never come back because you've spent it. See, it's okay to sell something when it's down and reinvest. But one of the fundamental rules of wealth management is don't spend an investment loss. In other words, don't have to sell it if it's down in a market decline and then have to spend it. So that means you need to secure income in the early years of retirement from safe and secure sources. Number two, you do need growth. Don't underestimate the need for long-term growth, because you may live for 30 years in retirement, or even more if you retire early. So you need the money to last, and inflation becomes, it's like cholesterol. It's a silent killer. It just kind of sneaks up on you, and you wake up one day in 10 or 12 years, and you're like, well, where'd all my income go? It just slowly, slowly erodes your income, and then you wake up, you don't have enough income. So you need long-term growth, but you've got to be able to assess the risk that you're taking in your longer-term growth investments and make sure you're balancing risk and reward, you're measuring the risk, and you don't get any big surprises along the way. You know, you plan for risk before it happens, not while it's happening. So we know that the past doesn't guarantee the future, but we've got great resources. We have a software tool that tells us with a 95% likelihood what your full range of returns are likely to be in the next 6 months, from the worst case scenario to the best case scenario and everything in between. We can also stress test. What if we repeated a 2008? Or what if we had a sharply rising interest rate environment? Is your bond portfolio going to hurt you too badly? We can stress test all of that. And yeah, you might get an outcome a little bit different than that, because we know that we can't, you know, predict the future based on the past, but we can have a pretty good understanding of how a given portfolio may behave in various types of markets. You need to understand that. So be sure that you're balancing risk and reward appropriately, and you understand the need for long-term growth, but that you measure the risk so you don't get something completely unexpected, and then you make a big emotional decision and sell at the worst time. And then that leads me to my third point, which maybe should be point number one, is you've got to understand your plan at least at a 30,000-foot view so you know how all this fits together. So you know if you retire and there's a bear market in year one or year two, that it's not going to devastate you because you've planned for the reality that that could happen And because of the way you set up your income plan and the way you've measured your risk, it's not going to really affect you. Because you can have a plan that doesn't affect you. And then if you understand it, you're not going to panic. You're not going to constantly be worrying every time there's a tweet from Washington about China and the market goes down 4%. You don't have to be sweating that stuff because you've built. I mean, we know markets are volatile and we know they're unpredictable. So build that into your plan so that you're not affected by short-term volatility and unpredictability. Then you've got a plan that will work and you understand it. That is so important. You not only have a plan, you understand your plan so you don't get big surprises and you can retire and live with confidence instead of constant worry.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.